Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the third hour here at the live Saturday edition. The number, if you want to join in, 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. Joining you in our studio tonight, it's Ian.
Speakless Mountaineer.
The Reverend Captain Kickass. We are talking about Ross Ulbricht, somebody who, if you love freedom, you need to know his name. If you love the marketplace, the free market, you need to know Ross Ulbricht's name. Because he changed the game when it came to the black market. And the black market is a, you know, multi-billion dollar a year business. There's a lot of money in, you know, the trading of, let's just say, illegal drugs, which were one of the sort of the highlights of the Silk Road, the underground drug marketplace, marketplace that Ross Ulbricht created back in 2011. It's been a decade since the creation of the Silk Road. The site operated for 2 years until the federal government and the United States took it down and arrested Ross while he was accessing the site's admins features from the San Francisco Library. They surrounded him. They took him into custody. And as we were discussing during the break there, during the news break, who knows what they planted on his computer? Oh, yeah, and they also had a federal agent who was on the admin side of the site, because they had already arrested one of his other admins quietly and replaced him with a federal agent. So they had administrative access to the Silk Road server, and you know that was one of the ways that they actually, that's how they helped, it helped them find out who Ross was, because they already had some idea of who they thought he was based on some of the investigations that he'd done and some early mistakes that Ross had made where he didn't cover his trail real well back in the early days. Fascinating story about how, you know, the takedown did occur. But, you know, you got a guy with admin access to the site. You got them getting onto his laptop because they literally snatched it out of his hands. He didn't have a chance to lock it or anything like that. And you've got evidence of corruption of at least two of the agents who are assigned to this particular case who've pled guilty and are sentenced to prison, are in prison, or either they might be out by now, but were sentenced to several years behind bars and for their corruption.
I'm no attorney, but shouldn't just the fact that those two people were involved in the case alone, as federal actors in the case, shouldn't that throw the case out?
Absolutely. Yeah. It should have been a mistrial at the minimum.
Yeah.
But they wouldn't even let that fact of these agents being charged, because at the time they hadn't pled guilty.
Right. I remember something in the appeal where like they were trying to like figure out how to maybe get that in or whatever.
It didn't work.
Yeah.
When you threaten their power, their rules don't matter to them one whit. They will do anything they can to you.
The rules actually never really apply if they don't want them to. And that's actually the rule, which is interesting. If you look at the, and I suspect this is true in a lot of places, I've not checked, but New Hampshire, and this was a federal court case, but just to give you an idea, right, of how this stuff works, New Hampshire District Court Rule number 1.1, I think it's 1.1, when you go and you look up the rules of district court, rules of criminal court in New Hampshire, rule 1.1 is that the judge can waive the rules in the interest of justice at any time. They can waive any rule anytime as long as it's quote-unquote in the interest of justice. So, I mean, it's right there. Like,
and if they want to call this justice?
Wait, any judge at any time?
Well, again, this is the New Hampshire District Court rules.
Okay.
I suspect there's a similar rule in pretty much every state. It's probably true in the federal system. So, like, when we talk about how there's no rules in the court system, it's actually one of the rules of the court system that there can be no rules if the judge is like, well, in the interest of justice, I'm waiving.
I was just wondering if, like, a judge who, you know, maybe just happened to be tuning into this program, driving home from work one night, you know, had the power to be like, oh, well, since I could change the rules, I'm going to change the rules that he was sentenced.
In the interest of justice, I just feel the need to waive the rule against tearing your nails out, you know, in the interest of justice.
Yes.
Which, I mean, if this is justice to you, you threaten the life of a man, then take his life away, and by some accounts, attempt, like, toy with the idea of, yeah, maybe we'll just, you know, take his mother and girlfriend hostage to try and get this one piece of data we couldn't get. I mean,
that was a thing that
if
happened.
If this is your view of justice, then what on earth would they not waive any kind of their own supposed rules for?
Yeah, wasn't there something in the Constitution about, you know, crime should be appropriate, or like punishments should be appropriate to the crimes? Didn't that
something about cruel and unusual punishments? Yeah.
Apparently they forgot about that.
A lot of good words on paper, dude.
Apparently they waived that you know, that rule.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going back to the story here, in this case, a speech by Ross Ulbricht, the founder of the Silk Road. He spoke at the Bitcoin Summit or Bitcoin Conference that happened last weekend in Miami, which was a pretty epic-looking conference with 50, over 10,000.
Oh, 10,000.
I don't know if 50 attended, but it was a well-attended conference nonetheless. I mean, I've been to Bitcoin conferences before, and there's never usually more than 1,000 or 2,000. 2,000 would have been a big one.
Well, and they did have the competing or at least alternative conference across the street. I
heard about that, yeah.
Called the S-Coin. I can't say it, but you listeners can figure it out. The S-Coin conference where, you know, the coins that weren't invited to the Bitcoin conference got to have their own conference at the kitty table.
Right on. So let's continue here. This is what Ross had to say, his very first speech ever in the history of the Silk Road. From federal
prison. I want you to understand what it means to lose your freedom. The irony is that I made Silk Road in the first place because I thought I was furthering the things I cared about. Freedom, privacy, equality. But by making Silk Road, I wound up in a place where those things don't exist. I'm not alone. These prisons are full of people who don't deserve this.
Yep.
We are mothers and fathers. We are sisters and brothers. But we've been made into monsters in your eyes. We've been made less than human. And then, next to all that, there's Bitcoin. Bitcoin. Bitcoin has been transforming our world since that very first block in the blockchain. Now let me tell you something. We are just getting started. Wherever Bitcoin has been embraced, anywhere in the world, freedom and equality follow. Bitcoin is the embodiment of freedom. So now, look what we have. On one side, we have loss of freedom. We have despair and darkness. And on the other side, we have Bitcoin. We have freedom, equality, and hope. The two can't sit side by side, so the darkness has to be kept out of sight. It has to be ignored and forgotten. But listen, here I am. I'm crying out from that very same darkness. This is a cry for help. My mother can't do this by herself. And I'm crying out not just for me, but for all of us. We need your help. We need you to care. We need you to look at the stark contrast between the freedom of Bitcoin on the one hand and what it means to be locked in a cage until you die. We have a choice. Today, right now, do we ignore what's happening? The loss of freedom? The dehumanization? Or do we wake up? Listen, Bitcoin is strong. Bitcoin is powerful. We are powerful. And our work is not over. It's time to wake up. It's time to take the next step. I've spent the last 8 years watching Bitcoin grow up from here. I've seen incredible innovation. I've seen inspiring courage.
We're going to continue with Ross Ulbricht's final thoughts here in his first ever speech hopefully not his last, although he's been punished inside the federal system, federal prisons, for making this speech. Was put in the hole after this. Share the rest of his speech in moments. You can share your thoughts as well here on Free Talk Live.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1 pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. The number, if you want to join in here, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can bring up anything you want. We are focusing a lot of the show tonight on Ross Ulbricht and his very first ever speech in relation to the Silk Road, since the Silk Road in the last decade. He's been in prison for 8 years of his life. He went in his mid-20s. He's now in his mid-30s. Like, I think he went in his like 26 or 28, somewhere in that range. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Pigless Mountaineer.
Captain Kickass is here.
We will resume the final minutes. There's just a few more minutes left of Ross, like 3 minutes left in the speech that he gave at the Bitcoin conference in Miami last weekend. We'll continue with that. But first, we go to your phone calls and thoughts. We got Pamela listening in Las Cruces, New Mexico. Pamela, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you. I was wanting to point out to anybody that has learned anything about what's been going on lately, another little characteristic about our cruel government, that it meant more to them to take care of having a vaccine for this COVID virus than it did to actually save lives, because the ivermectin and the hydroxychloroquine were not only two very safe drugs to give to people, but if they had used it, practically all the people that died, if they had access to use that, would not have died. It needed to be given early. And the times that they said it didn't work, they waited till almost the last minute before the people were dead before they tried using it. Well, that's not when it does the job the best.
Mm-hmm.
When you first realize you've got the illness, you take it. And I was very fortunate. I had a nurse practitioner willing to give me the hydroxychloroquine and hang on to it. And when I felt like I had caught it, I could begin taking it, and that's what I did. And despite the fact I've got a lot of comorbidities and I'm over 65 years old, I actually felt better than I do on a regular day while I had the COVID virus because of taking the hydroxychloroquine, which also, if I took it regularly for my health problems, I would feel better than I do now. But I am concerned about long-term side effects, which means if you take it for years, it can possibly cause you some problems, although there are people that have been on it for years and never had these problems. I thought I would kind of wait till I was worse before I started on it, because I can get by in the condition I'm in right now. But if I get worse, it would be definitely advantageous for me to take it for my other problems.
Now, did you hear from this nurse that acquired this for you? Were there any difficulties that she faced from potential retaliation from higher-ups at hospitals or bosses, that kind of thing?
Actually, no, because the fact that I have what's called an autoimmune condition, which is in the family of lupus, which is one of the things people are giving this medicine for. Mine is not as serious as lupus, and I don't know if it's even got a name, but she was perfectly legitimately able to prescribe it for me. She's a nurse practitioner. She can't have a life to prescribe medications. And members of the medical world who are allowed to write prescriptions are allowed to write prescriptions for off use. In other words, if they think that medicine can help you for something else rather than the usual thing that people get it for, they can.
Right.
Because doctors are allowed. That's how we find out what medicine can do more things than just one.
Mm-hmm. To try it out. Now, I thought I'd heard during the COVID thing last year that some doctors were being told you aren't allowed, like at the state level.
Yeah,
I heard
something similar.
Yeah, it depends on the state. If the governor decided that we have a really stupid Democrat governor here in New Mexico, but I don't think she would even pay attention to that because she was too busy buying $27 a pound or $47 a pound beef for a party out of the state coffers, and she sexually assaulted somebody that worked for her, dumping cold water in his lap and then grabbing his private area.
Oh my.
So, like, I don't think she
So she was distracted. I gotcha. Well, Pamela, I'm glad that that you're all right, and I appreciate your story, and thanks for calling in tonight. Thank you for that. The number here is 603-283-6160. And freedom to choose is a nice thing to have. And this actually goes back to, I think, one of the points you were making.
Yeah, we were trying to think of the other one. It was hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin.
Ivermectin, yeah.
Yeah, the idea being that, hey, if you couldn't get this legally because some government, you know, person calling themselves a governor had decreed as an emergency order that thou shalt not get these drugs or thou shalt not prescribe them, then you could go on a site like the Silk Road or one of its imitators and just order it from somebody who can acquire it and is willing to ship it to you and take the risk.
If we'd recognized that these could treat the COVID, then we wouldn't have gotten the emergency use authorization for the vaccine, quote unquote.
That's the excuse.
Oh, and the billions upon billions of dollars in revenue for the vaccine companies.
Is it all government money that's going to these vaccine companies? Because it seems to me that...
I think you can buy a vaccine personally as well.
Okay, but it is given away...
probably government money.
It is given away for free.
Yeah, that's the cash cow, government money.
So how does the pharmaceutical companies and the vaccine manufacturers get paid?
The government.
Okay.
Taxpayer dollars.
Oh, yeah.
So now it occurs
printed
to me...
printed money, likely.
It occurs to me that... were the flu shots that were given away by, you know, I don't know, drugstores, that kind of a thing? Grocery store, you know, you'd see the signs.
Did you have to pay for the flu shot?
Well, that was my question, was were those free?
There are probably programs to allow people to get them for free, but I don't know if on the default it's free. I've never actually tried to get one.
I'm just trying to figure out, because, you know, they say follow the money.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm just trying to figure out if the government is willing and able... and governments work together to get this thing distributed globally.
Yes.
Right? Yep. Somehow, some way, and free to anybody that is willing.
Billions of doses are being donated by governments to other governments around the world.
Mm-hmm.
Hundreds of billions of doses.
Well, and I think it's just a great medium-term plan to make sure that people get used to the idea that the government can tell you what you need in your body.
Hang on, because I had a further, I'm trying to get to a thing, I guess.
Okay.
So the governments have been able to cooperate and have been able to come up with enough money to, pay for distribution of this thing globally, all in record amount of time, right? It's only been not a year, right, since these
faster than
shots
any
have been...
vaccine technology ever.
Right. But yet they can't figure out how to, distribute food to people, right, in any meaningful amount of time. They can't figure out that marijuana is... basically a harmless thing that shouldn't be, you know, illegal in any capacity.
Oh, when they want a thing done, they get it done.
Well, that's what I'm saying. This amount of effort and money put into something that most people have better than a 99% chance of recovering from could have gone to way more useful things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's my point.
Last I checked, there's not a 99% recovery from starvation to death.
Right. No doubt. 603-283-6160. And a little more here from Ross Ulbricht, the founder of the Silk Road, speaking from a federal prison. Maximum security, double life sentence plus 40 years. He still has a few more things to say, and I want to share them. So we'll do that coming up. And you can share your thoughts as well at 603-283-6160 here on Free Talk Live.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. Air travel continues its pandemic rebound as Americans are traveling in ever-increasing numbers. The Transportation Security Administration says it screened more than 2 million passengers on Friday, the first time in more than 15 months that passenger traffic has exceeded the 2 million mark. Even with the travel boost coming from mostly domestic leisure travel, Friday's numbers are still only three-quarters of the crowds that flew in 2019. Meanwhile, California is set to drop most of their coronavirus restrictions. Governor Gavin Newsom signed an executive order on Friday that rolls back the state's stay-at-home order and updates mask mandates for vaccinated people. By Tuesday, the state will hit its goal of having 70% of adults receiving at least one dose of vaccine. And on the fifth anniversary of the worst terror attack on American soil since 9/11, President Biden says he will sign a bill to name the site of the Pulse nightclub a national memorial. The shooting at the club on June 12, 2016, killed 49 people and wounded 53 more. This is USA Radio News. The Labor Department's reports of a higher-than-expected inflation rate is causing concerns over the direction of the economy. John Clemens explains.
The consumer price index rose 5% in the year leading into May, marking the largest increase since August 2008. Chuck Bentley of Crown Financial tells us this means Americans are buying less with more dollars.
Well, economists look for a rise in the consumer price index, which means the things that are required for us to live are on the rise. The prices are going up. And in a very simple sense, it means the purchasing power of the dollar is going down.
Economists point to the 7% increase between April to May for the prices for used cars and trucks that made up one-third for the increase in the Consumer Price Index. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
And following a face-to-face meeting next week with Russian President Vladimir Putin, President Biden will hold a solo press conference, the White House calling it the appropriate manner to communicate the issues that were raised at the meeting. This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yeah! Yep, it is Free Talk Live.
Yeah!
And you can join us here, 603-283-6160. The number allows you to take control of the airwaves. With you in the studio tonight is Ian.
Mountaineer and
the Reverend Captain Kickass is here.
We're sharing with you the audio of Ross Ulbricht, his speech given at the Bitcoin Miami conference that happened last weekend. Looked like it was a pretty awesome conference. Lots of people attending. Bitcoin really seems to be taking off. It's gone pretty mainstream this year, more so than any other. And we saw it hit a record high of, what was it, over 60,000 at one point?
Oh, yeah.
It was. Now down around 35,000 today, so it's on sale.
Oh, yeah.
It's been on sale for the last few weeks.
On sale for double its previous peak point.
Triple, almost. But
there's never been a time in Bitcoin's history where it didn't once again reach that top price,
right,
at all-time high. So it'll reach, it'll reach a peak, and it'll come back down for a while, and you'll have to wait, and then it'll go back up
again,
and it'll reach that peak again, and then bypass it.
And it might take it a few years to do it again. We may not be at the bottom either. It may
bottom out. Or it could happen tomorrow.
Yeah,
we don't know.
You never know.
And I remember there were a lot of people who were like, "Oh, I don't think it'll ever approach 20,000 again."
It did. Blew past it.
Yep.
So Ross is kind of wrapping up his speech at the Bitcoin conference in Miami. Again, Ross Ulbricht, the founder of the Silk Road. If you don't know about Ross, please take the time to go to freeross.org. Not only can you, I'm sure, sign a petition to get him released from prison, but you can also do a lot of research on the case of the Silk Road and learn by watching an excellent documentary or reading it. They've got a text form, video form, audio form called Railroaded there, and it'll give you the whole ugly story, backed up by a ton of ugly facts about the corruption in this particular case that sent a very peaceful man to prison for two life sentences plus 40 years. Let's continue with the remainder of what Ross has to say here for his very first ever speech in the history of Silk Road.
We didn't know how things would turn out for Bitcoin back in the beginning, but over the years I've been continually impressed what you've accomplished. I am proud of you, and I have no doubt we can do anything we set our minds to. We are transforming the global economy. We have brought a taste of freedom and equality to far corners of the world. I know we can transform criminal justice too. And now, today, I challenge you to set your sights on the hardest problems. I challenge you to shine Bitcoin's light into the darkest places. I challenge you to set us free. I've seen several of my friends go home after years, even decades in prison. More than one overcame a life sentence. Each time it happens, I weep for joy. Seeing a person regain their freedom, seeing them reunite with their family, there's nothing like it.
Yeah, I gotta say, I'm not having been to federal prison. I've been to jail before, so nowhere near the same thing, but even just in jail, you know, even when I was sitting in the booking area after being, being arrested back in March, and you sit in booking, you watch the comings and the goings, right? You see the people getting, coming in, being booked, you see the people getting out, and whenever I see somebody getting out, I don't even know who the person is. I'm just, I feel good for them. I'm like, wow, right on. You're getting out. It's just a good feeling to see somebody who'd been in for years, like Ross is seeing, get out, especially if they actually had a life sentence and something changed to allow them to actually get out of prison. Man, that's even if you're not the – obviously for the individual it feels great, but to, just for anybody who's witnessing it, it's like, oh.
Yeah, I get that feeling every time I see some of the work that like the Innocent Project or somebody like that does.
But to actually be there to watch it happen?
A whole different feeling. Ballpark, yeah.
So let me go on here.
So beautiful, it hurts. It feels like a miracle. We need more miracles. I have to go soon. I don't want to go. I don't want to go back to that cell. I want to be there with you. You've done so much for me today. Talking with you today is the most freedom I've felt in a long, long time. Thank you. Thank you for giving me your attention. I will never forget this day. The memory of this day, this can never be taken from us. Okay.
And there it is. Ross Ulbricht, everybody.
Sounded like a standing ovation.
It's worth remembering that the worst thing they do to us is tear us away from each other.
Mm-hmm.
And also that freedom is a state of mind. Your body can be captured. Your body can be tortured. But your mind can never be taken from you if you choose.
That's right. They can't get in there.
They can do all sorts of things to mess with it. you know.
Oh, yeah.
Mental torture, that kind of a thing. You know, subject you to, you know, either darkness or light, and, you know, they can starve your body
light,
and all that kind of thing. They can, you know, subject you to audio torture,
mm-hmm.
right, using all sorts of weird noises and things of that nature at different volumes and, you know, keeping you up at night, all that kind of thing. But you are still free in your thoughts. You're still free in your mind.
I like what Ross said about challenging people to, like the Bitcoiners, and they've changed so much,
yeah.
to somehow affect the justice system. Now, on its face, I'm like, how do you do that? Because, you know, government doesn't change.
I have a theory.
I'd love to hear it.
Same way we fixed the economy. You don't change what is. You deal with what is, and you figure out a new way.
Build new.
Yeah, no, I get you. Like, that's the best thing. That's the best way to move things forward into the future. But building a new prison, a better prison, isn't going to get Ross out of this one. You know, building a better, quote-unquote, justice system, that's not an easy thing to do.
Oh, no. No, it is not.
I mean, these guys are entrenched. And they aren't going anywhere, and they're not going to change just because we want them to.
Well,
got Bitcoin.
Taking the power of money, though, away from the people who monopolize it. This is the state.
The state.
Right. Once that power is no longer held, once that monopoly is no longer held, I'm not saying mm-hmm. that there won't be state-sponsored money in the future, but Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies can force these states to become competitive entities, right?
Yeah.
And so if states then have to compete with other states to sort of provide governance services, which they monopolize,
right,
that is going to change the paradigm of what states do and how they do it, right? I think that as long as things just keep going forward, that is an eventuality that will come to pass, that states will become competitive entities with themselves, with each other, and they will have to compete for citizenry, right? And the only way to do that is to go, oh, well, we provide more better products and services than the other guy does for a lesser price. And once they start acting in these ways, these are just ways that markets, right? And then states now become market entities, and they have to take away all of the evil parts that the monopoly provides them with in order to become these competitive entities in the future. That's my hope, anyway.
Yeah, and it's a tripod. You have to have the carrot, the stick, and the perception of legitimacy. And the perception of legitimacy is the court system, and I don't know how we're going to replace it. If I did, you should have made me king.
We will continue. If you've got an idea, you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. Captain Kickass shaking his head to that one. There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
We're back with more Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Should you want to bring up whatever's on your mind, you can do that still here in the remaining moments at 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Eagles Mountaineer,
the captain.
And liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians are going to be gathering together in just a couple of weeks from now.
Mm-hmm.
June 28th through July 4th, it is ForkFest Part 5, the 5th annual ForkFest happening at Rogers Campground. And you can attend this event, unlike its predecessor slash the event that comes before, or the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which kicks off next Monday on the 21st, that event is sold out for the first time in its history. So the fact that the Porcupine Freedom Festival has sold out this year suggests to me that we may see a very popular ForkFest, considering ForkFest follows immediately the following week. So if you want an excuse to come up and check out New Hampshire and you missed out on your opportunity to get a Porcupine Freedom Festival ticket this year, well, there are no tickets to ForkFest. You just get your campsite, your RV site, or your motel room at Rogers Campground, June 28th through July 4th. You should call and go ahead and reserve. Don't take the chance. You know, I'm not going to say it's going to sell out. I don't think it will, but who thought the Porcupine Freedom Festival was going to sell out? But it did. So go ahead and get registered over at Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. There's no better place to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire. Free Talk Live will be there broadcasting from the event. Aria, from what I understand, has already got the remote broadcast kit. So she's going to be doing that there, and I think she's going to
be there.
Yeah, and she's going to be broadcasting from the Porcupine Freedom Festival as well. So we're going to have 2 weeks worth of broadcasting. Presume everything, you know, no disaster happens. The campground doesn't get struck by lightning or, you know, something like that. Check it out over at forkfest.party. You can learn more
or something
about the event. Forkfest.party. It's a great little party, and you went last year, Captain.
I did.
Really enjoyed it.
It was great.
Yeah. It was a blast.
Although I did a thing when I was there last year, and this year I'm not planning to do a thing. And by do a thing, I mean I put on a thing.
You put a show on.
It was a rock show. Me and Aria and Gray, who sometimes is a co-host here, we did a little musical thing. And,
it was great.
And Mushmouth Mac.
That's the one. And it was great fun. But this year I'm not going to do a thing so that I can enjoy not doing a thing and just kind of hang out and
it's a great place
participate
to
rather than focus all of my time on doing a thing.
Yeah, it's a beautiful location, and I hope you guys really enjoy it. And I will talk to my probation officer and see if maybe I can get up for a day or something like that. He had told me no, but that was like when we first met.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a few weeks now, so maybe we'll see if he feels differently.
It is a work event. I mean, it's not like the show hasn't been there every year.
And supposedly, there's supposed to be some sort of an order coming, maybe this coming week, that will allow me to actually talk to Aria again. Because I'm prohibited by my bail conditions from speaking with Aria and Mark Edge and Melanie and a few other folks.
List of other folks.
Mark, I don't know if he's planning on being there or not, but I know that I was told that if Aria is there, I definitely can't be there. That's what her probation officer told her. So I wouldn't want to take that away from Aria, even if I were allowed to go. She's got the permission to go, so she's going to be heading up the show there. But if I can speak with her, then maybe that'll factor into the probation officer's decision to say, okay, fine, you can go for a day or whatever. So I'm not going to get my hopes up, but you should go because it's going to be awesome. Forkfest.party. All right, Captain, let's talk about this Rods from God, the story that you brought in. Tonight, that we noticed later was actually written in 2019, but you've been looking for updates on this thing.
I did find one from, this is out of the UK, from the Ladd Bible. I'm not familiar with this site.
What are the Rods from God, before we get into this?
Well, it seems that this is an idea.
20 feet of pure tungsten and or steel.
Where, basically, right, yeah, giant sticks of metal are, loaded into this thing that orbits the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And they can just press a button and
like
send
a satellite death machine, basically.
Yeah, and send one of these Rods of God hurling from space down into the atmosphere. And, of course, once it hits the atmosphere, it picks up momentum.
Uh-huh.
And it can hit the Earth with the force of a nuclear bomb.
Wow. Just.
But with none of that multi-millennia and can't build anything in that spot.
So it's a healthier nuclear bomb.
Yeah, this we can destroy your city and steal the stuff.
It's a much greener nuclear bomb is what it is, and it orbits in the sky. Now,
it only kills people the one time.
Right, right. Yeah, no, it's a nice little rules lawyering trick because they had this big agreement of no one's allowed to put nukes in space, no one's allowed to put biological weapons in space, and they're like, oh, really?
Well, yeah, a treaty signed in 1967 by more than 100 countries prevents any nation from putting nuclear weapons in space for obvious reasons. While it seems people are content with the idea of the devastating missiles being housed in bunkers and in submarines on all the surfaces of the planet, the thought of space nukes was enough to terrify the world. However, the United States Air Force came up with an idea that is so simple that it should be just as terrifying. This is called Project Thor. T-H-O-R, like the hammer of the gods, Thor.
Gotta say, super offensive.
And it's a theoretical weapon system, so it hasn't been manufactured or deployed yet. But it would deploy a tungsten rod from thousands of kilometers above the Earth, and it would be sent to its intended target. The picture that they show in this article shows a revolver-looking thing with, I don't know, it looks like maybe as many as a dozen of these per orbiting thing, so per satellite, if you will. While some might scoff at that thought, the math behind the idea shows it would have the same impact as an intercontinental ballistic missile, or ICBM.
Wow.
The telephone pole-sized Rods from God would be launched from space, and by the time it landed on Earth, it could be flying 10 times the speed of sound at around 7,000 miles per hour. Not only would a weapon that fast penetrate deep into the ground, but it could cause the same amount of devastation as a nuclear weapon, but without the nuclear fallout that usually causes equally horrifying consequences for neighboring friendly countries.
How's that for a Green New Deal?
Is that part of the Green New Deal? I don't know. According to Insider, the idea came from the Vietnam War when the U.S. military dropped hundreds of lazy dog projectiles from the air. These were simply just metal projectiles with no explosives that would fall at speeds of up to 500 miles per hour when launched from 3,000 feet in the air. It was called kinetic bombardment. This is one of those military terms that means bombing people,
yeah,
right? Kinetic bombardment. And it would simply allow gravity to take these weapons down onto the ground hard.
But without an explosion, per se. At least not in the traditional sense.
It is the ultimate in higher ground.
Well, the ones in Vietnam didn't, but these rods from God obviously would create some sort of, an explosion that you would hear.
Well, it's just the impact.
It would be the impact, and that's, so
the
you would
rod
see,
itself doesn't have a
It doesn't have explosives or warhead, right, yeah. But so you would see some sort of a cloud. It wouldn't be a mushroom cloud in the way a nuclear weapon. It would be literally,
whatever debris from whatever was, exploded.
Well, and I mean, it would make such a shockwave from that. I mean, it may as well be an explosion at that point.
It's a fascinating idea. I mean, all things, they're creative.
Super scary, right? I mean, giant tungsten rods falling from the sky at the whim of a government.
Yeah. And what do you do? And, like, is there any way to actually intervene in this thing fall? I mean, that's, how do you stop
Don't
it?
Don't be there.
Right.
Yeah, like, I have no idea. Project Thor doesn't come cheap because space travel is one hell of an expensive operation. It was estimated that a single 20-foot tungsten rod would weigh about 24,000 pounds. There are rough estimates that state it costs around $10,000 per pound to take something into space. That means a single rod from God would set the U.S. military back around $240 million. That's one hefty weapon. But considering the U.S. military spends more than $750 billion every year,
chump change,
it's not necessarily out of the realm of possibility that would make that they would make financial room for Project Thor.
Well, and also considering they can just print money,
right?
Yeah. U.S. How do you stop this? Crypto. If you steal their ability to print and spend an infinite amount of money, then they can't waste money on this for no good reason.
Yeah, cryptocurrency. In practical usage by a majority of the Earth's population, ends war as we know it.
That's true, and that's one of the reasons why, the Shire Free Church is behind the idea of getting crypto into people's hands and getting the dollar out of people's hands. And whether or not, we end up going to prison for this, the fact remains every single dollar that gets out of people's hands and is converted into the form of cryptocurrency is one fewer dollar that the federal government has that they can inflate.
Yep. And it's something that I don't really think about very often, but not only does that end war as we know it, but as we are about to know it if we don't. That's what this illustrates.
So the Bush administration reportedly explored implementing this weapon after 9/11 as the military wanted something to penetrate deep into the ground. Whether it gets created any time in the future is anyone's guess.
Out of time for tonight. You can join us tomorrow online. In the meantime, head over to freetalklive.com. Is there a website for Church of the Invisible Hand?
I think we're still working on that.
Okay, when that's up, you let me know. Otherwise, check out lordkickass.com for Captain Kickass. We'll see you tomorrow, freetalklive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway? Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Boy, they did a beautiful wedding.
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.